Go.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I didn't care to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is...
Could you please have a name before we start the show so we don't have to wait?
Frosted Perry.
DD. Frosted Berries?
Yes.
Hi, Frosted Berries. How are you?
Frosty.
How are you, Frosty? Tell us about your life. It sounds interesting.
I hang very low. There's always ice around me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's white and creamy.
Wow.
Sometimes a little salty. Usually very sweet.
Frosty. That's gross.
Anyways, what up, y'all?
Oh, my God. So, you guys, we just recorded an hour show, so we're doing an hour and a half in one day. It's not something that we're used to, so we hope the second show is something that you enjoy, and you just don't delete it right away.
Right. Well, just for the record, last week we recorded 2-hour shows.
For the record.
So, we can do it. All right, let's get going, because we have a lot to talk about. So,
no, you just want to get to the restaurant with the pot pie pizza. You want to talk about that real quick?
Sure.
So Lauren told me last weekend, we had dinner with Nicole, you know, because my friend from Florida was here visiting. So we went to this place called Pequod's, and she was like, oh my God, Ricky, you have to go to this place that's over in Lincoln Park. And I was like, oh my God, what is it? Because it sounds amazing already. She was like, imagine a chicken pot pie turned upside down.
Turned upside down.
And when they take the bowl off of it, it's filled with pizza stuff.
Filled.
And I orgasmed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And my butt shot out a little something. I don't know what it was. So we're going to go have that today. Pizza pot pie or whatever it's called. But I can't wait. Roger's been super excited. He's like, oh my God, we have to try it. Because she sent us a picture and it's literally a pot pie.
Upside down.
Upside down. And hers had a big green pepper on it. So they have like vegetarian or meat.
Right.
So if you get vegetarian or veggie, you tell them what kind you want and that's what they put on it.
You get a big old green pepper.
Right. Or she said a mushroom. It's like one of those huge whole mushrooms that are on top of it.
Yeah, I don't. That would gross me out a little bit. Little bit.
All right, end it in a positive statement.
But I'm sure... Shut up.
But I'm sure the sauce is lovely.
Take your positive statement and shove it far up your ass. Till you taste it.
But at least I have an asshole to do that with, right? Oh my God. Stupid. This is going to be the dumbest show ever. If you are listening from Rainbow Radio, because this isn't going to be broadcasted over there, welcome. This is our regular feed show. We yes, normally welcome. Do 2 30-minute shows, but we adjusted it so we could do an hour for Rainbow Radio. See how that works out, and then
see
hopefully we can do
works
it.
Out.
See how it works out.
Okay.
So you're hot already. I can tell.
I'm a little.
Your tits though. Are sweating.
Yeah.
I already see the stains.
There's no stains.
Well, okay. That's because you can't see below your tits.
I'm not Nicole.
Oh, she has some tig o bitties, y'all. It was crazy.
Tig o
bitties. Lauren's like, I thought I had big boobs until I sat next to Nicole, and then Nicole's like, no, I have big boobs and a bigger body. And then she was like, meh, meh. And then I was like, well, at least you have a body to have.
Oh Lord,
now slice your wrists.
Preferably with a very sharp knife so it's clean.
Something is very traumatic happening to you.
What?
That happens to probably a lot of gay men and a lot of women. Your hairstylist
retired
is kaputs.
So you guys, she's been cutting my hair since I was 6. So that was like 5 days ago.
Wait, you forgot 60. 60.
No. I'm not as old as you are. And she's been cutting my hair since I was six. And I went to make an appointment on Wednesday or Thursday. And she broke the news to me that she was retiring on the orders from her doctor. Because apparently she has tendonitis of the shoulder.
Her job, right?
I was like, suck it up, bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
And do my fucking hair.
I mean, just fuck it.
You chose this job.
I pay you to cut my hair. No, I'm just kidding. So it's very sad. She's like family. I mean, she's known me since I was six. So who has a hairstylist that long to begin with?
First of all, why no six-year-old says, oh, let me go to my hairstylist.
Right.
Except for you, of course.
Of course. Course.
I mean, you came out like a rainbow.
Fabulous.
Right. That's all that I can see.
The doctor didn't hear. Wah, wah. He heard, I'm fabulous. Cha-ching. She's
cha-ching.
Fabulous.
Cha-ching.
Right.
Cha-ching.
Work
it. Flip my hair. Work it. Flip my hair. Oh,
shit. And so it's very sad. I'm very sad about it because.
How old is she?
I think she's in her 50s. She was very young when she started. So, and so she's been to be cutting hair for that long. I mean, and she's kind of short. So it's.
She had to reach up.
Yeah, sometimes. She always had to reach up. So with me, she would actually put the seat down as far as she could.
And still and had to reach up because your hair is so tall.
No, because
I'm tall. Your head's so big.
Because I'm tall. So. Anyway, so she's cutting me. So I am now on a venture of finding a new hairstylist. Because
are you going to find a gay one?
No, I think I'm going to try. I've got three recommendations. And so I'm going to try all three.
Oh, I have a good place to go to. That's where I go. The haircuttery.
Yeah, I don't do that. Because a lot of the time they're
because it starters. Has to be a $60 haircut.
Okay, I paid $18 for my haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not pay $60 for a haircut, first of all.
I know some people that do.
I know. I think that's crazy.
But you get a glass of wine with it, so I guess it's okay.
You're essentially paying $40 for the glass of wine. That's right. Stupid. No, I mean, I got a couple recommendations in the city, some places that I've heard before that I actually thought about going to. I think the new trend in haircutting right now is going to a barber. So there's this place that's in the city close to where I used to live, like right around kitty corner from where I used to live. And I know a lot of men go there. So I'm going to try them first.
It's catty corner, not kitty corner.
No, kitty corner.
No.
Uh-huh.
You could go to Buck Down to the I Will Cut You Hair Studio. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's right there at North Damon in Milwaukee. You know that intersection there?
Yeah.
And it's in the building, as you know where the Italian restaurant is on the corner there? It's called Marcello's or Marcello's or something.
I think so.
It's upstairs from there. And on their windows, it's I'll Cut You Hair Salon.
Let's think off of a black gay saying. I will.
Is it really black? It's Mexican too.
I don't know.
It's just
Bon Quiqui is the one that said it.
Bon Quiqui.
I love her.
Aww.
I can't wait for her album to be borrowed.
I have a friend that's a barber in Florida. I mean, that doesn't help you, but a lot of men are going to barbers now.
Yeah, it's like the trend now to go to barbers because
Barbershops are for men. Well, yes. I mean, that's what they're there for.
Yes, but I think I think most of the time the reason why they go there is for, they also get like their beard and all that stuff. And yeah, there's a little bit of like this.
All the testosterone. Testosterone all up in that room.
That's what I'm thinking I'm going to do.
And then you're like, do you need some hair gel? Here you go. Made some for you.
That's so nasty. So that's what I'm going to do. Try it out. See how it goes. And yeah.
Okay. And where's the other barbershops?
They're all in the same. Like the one of them is in like Humble Park in that area. So it's like on Fullerton and like, I think it's like near Pulaski maybe. And then the other two, one is on Foster and one is on Broadway, which is the first one I'm going to go to. I'm just really nervous because I've only had two other people cut my hair.
And one of them was the Flo-Bee.
Right, stupid. No, one of them
was the vacuum cleaner.
Sadly enough, one of them was like a perm.
You got a perm?
And I was like,
no way.
Yes, infatuated with having curly hair. So I would get my the top of my hair permed.
Oh, Roger.
I know, it was pretty bad.
That was such a bad choice.
Yeah, well.
This had... Was this
I was also eight and fabulous.
Was this in the late 80s, early 90s?
It was like well, the late 80s, yeah.
My mom got perms all the time. She so one time got a perm that was so tight. Her hair was always usually down around her butt.
Yeah.
But the perm was so tight that it brought everything up into a fro, it looked like. And I'll never forget when she came home and she asked what, you know, how did you like my hair? And I was like...
It was like a slinky.
And I was like, is it real?
Yeah.
And my sister goes, you look like a poodle.
Noodle McPoodle.
I mean, imagine this woman with some like fire orange hair, like your friend's baby, like yeah, that, yeah, yeah. Like that, just tight. I mean, just can't even get your fingers through it. It's so tight.
Oh, that's awful.
No, but she I loved just, it. She was like, can't wash my hair for 4 days.
Oh, I did a lot of stuff. I played with my hair so much. I used to have it. I would have it colored red, like red highlights. I would have blue highlights. I did a bunch of shit.
Oh, you were so gay.
Oh, God.
So early.
Fabulous. I told you.
I didn't even know that. And I was like that age.
Well, you know, I was going through some stuff. So I was like trying to figure out what was my thing.
You wanted to be Rainbow Bright.
I was Lady Gaga before Lady Gaga was her. I remember the
you. First- You are Fabulous Boy before Fabulous Boy was here.
Exactly. I remember the first
You time- did the same thing, but with Madonna.
Right. And Janet. No, I would tell you though, the very first time I got my hair colored red, I wanted like...
Oh my...
Not weird. The whole thing, just like highlights. Mm-hmm. Highlights. More like neon lights. The first time I got it, like she didn't... She did a different method because typically... Like, the way that you do it is that you would bleach the hair, you would strip the hair of color, and then you would add the color in it, and it usually grabs it. Well, this time, she used a particular new brand that she was trying to test out, and it didn't grab for some reason. I think it was just like it was defective. Tell me why the next day I go to work. I was working at a bank, and I go to work...
Okay, first, you're over 18, so you're working at a bank. This is sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I walked in there with pink hair because it washed out. Like, it didn't grab well. So, like, she didn't, I don't think she, either it was defective or she didn't leave it in there
long
enough.
You should have used Kool-Aid like everyone else.
And it was bad. It was like this, it was like a red, but it was like this almost like rose color because it had like pink tones in it. And as I kept washing my hair, like it would wash out more of the red. So it would start to look pink. So I, for like a couple days, for like a couple weeks, I had pink hair. But typically it was like blue or red. Yeah, I just had fun with it. Whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah, same thing I did with like my braces, like the little rubber bands. Yeah, I would. It was fun, but then after a while, I was like, you know what? I can't do that anymore. I'm a little too old to make those decisions.
Those, and, or you're wise enough not to make the poor decisions,
right? I think that sort of phase lasted maybe like a year. If that.
Oh my God, Roger, I have the best top 10 ever. Are you ready for this?
What's the top 10?
So, I forget who put this on Facebook. It was either Facebook or Twitter. Someone tagged me in this.
So, hold on. So, before we leave the other subject, when you had hair, did you ever do that?
No, because I wasn't allowed to.
You weren't allowed to?
No, because I was like in a Christian family and we didn't do shit like that.
Oh, sucks to be you.
Yeah, really.
Did you ever have someone that was along, like that you went to that was that you had for a long time, or you just went?
No, because as a child, I usually just had my hair like it would grow during the fall and then in the summer I would just shave it. It's kind of like how I do now. Mm. Like I'll let it grow in the winter and then I'll shave it in the summer.
I only shave my head once. And this was when I was probably like 29, 30. And I literally like just, you know,
cried,
bald. It was, but I was just trying to try. I was trying it because I was like, yeah, you know, like I think I'm secure enough with my head that I can pull off a bald head.
But you
couldn't. Really, well, I did, but Because I
could. Wait, you like bicked it?
No, 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 not that bald.
Oh, okay.
No, no, I have hair. No, I just cut it really short, like mm-hmm. you know, military cut, and it was all right. I think my biggest worry was because I was fat, so I thought it would look weird, but I did it anyway.
You should do that whole thing they're doing now, where they like shave all of this and then just leave like the big bouffant top on it. Have you seen those haircuts?
I've had that.
They look cool.
I've had that haircut before.
No, but I mean like shave the shit out of it.
Oh, like bick it?
Well, not that close, but like a zero guard.
I see. I can't do that stuff because it's too like it takes. I can't have this part of my hair too long because I can't fix it. It gets too long and heavy. So I have to have like right now. This is the reason why you see the same hairstyle for the last fucking like weeks because it's.
Do you heavy. Know how many gay men your age would love to have that problem? Look, I gotta pat my weave.
I'm losing my hair back in the top part, and that's okay. I don't care. I own it.
You don't care. So anyway, back to this top 10.
Because I have enough hair to cover it.
John Lehart.
Oh, we love John Lehart.
Mm-hmm. He was on Twitter, and he was like, uh-oh, Ricky Burton. Uh-oh. Top 10.
Of what? Top 10 of what?
Are you... 10 worst cities for bed bugs in the U.S.
So Chicago is number one.
You guys, if you don't know anything about bed bugs,
can you send me the link?
Roger, it's in the Trello. Oh. Roger's an expert on bed bugs because he still has them. But anyway, he's the cause of the epidemic. Yes, no, for a long time, bed bugs were like not a thing in the United States anymore because we had all the stuff to get
rid
of.
They were like roaches.
Right. But now they're coming back. So we have the top 10 cities that have bed bugs. And are you ready for this, Roger?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
You have to copy and paste it. Use your technologies.
I mean, goddamn.
Dayton, Ohio, who has one skyscraper.
That's five stories high.
We have Richmond, Petersburg, Virginia, which is kind of like the capital area.
Oh, that's right by you.
Oh, no. RC Martinez, Denver, Colorado.
Ugh.
Oh. Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's a pretty picture, by the way.
Of Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Is it like real? Or is it
yeah,
like
it's real. That's real.
It's a really good. Adam Jones via Getty Images. That's a
I think
picture.
That's like the bridge going from West Virginia to Ohio or something weird.
But you see how it's at the very top? It's like he's mm-hmm. almost like sliding down. Anyway,
next, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Texas.
Sorry, Joe and Dallas.
Yeah, Joe. Mm. And Terry.
Mm. Cleveland, Akron, Canton, Ohio.
Oh, high for
that you. Just all the counties. How about the whole state of Ohio? Ohio's like on here more than...
Right, I was going to say, isn't that like the fourth city of Ohio? Like Dayton?
Los Angeles, California, which means rhinoceros's vagina.
Stupid. Oh my God!
Columbus, Ohio.
Like, Columbus, Ohio, y'all need to get your shit together.
Y'all need to throw away your beds.
Right. Maybe that's the reason why they have such a bug issue, because they keep throwing the beds away.
Number two, Detroit, Michigan.
That's actually a pretty shot.
That was probably like before the financial issues. And number one, are you ready for the Chicago? Or, oh, I ruined it. Are you ready for this? Roger, wait, what's your
podcast
name?
Podcast listeners.
DD. No. Are you ready for this, Frosty? No,
Fruity Bar. I mean.
You don't even have it right. Don't even have your name right. The number one is Chicago.
Frosty Berries.
And Chicago, I have heard many people have the bed bugs.
Yeah. It's become an issue. It transferred over from New York.
Well, it stopped completely in the United States, but the reason it started again is because the insecticide that they used to stop it also killed humans, so they had to stop making it, so we can't use it anymore, so now there's really nothing that kills them except for, like, heat and like four treatments and all this shit. So
you know that they actually I saw a documentary, I think it was on a PBS or something, like China 11 here in the city, and they were doing this. The special was on like this person who kept having like they had bed bugs and they thought they got rid of it. They had to heat the house up to like 100 and something to get rid of it because they put huge heaters
in the house.
They had like an infestation.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was so bad that because bed bugs follow your scent. So like generally they're in the bed, but they'll attach themselves onto anything that's fabric that has your scent.
And then spread
everywhere.
So like
cockroaches.
But it doesn't necessarily, just because you have bed bugs doesn't mean you're necessarily a dirty person. Because you can get bed bugs from a hotel, a flight. You can get it from
a theater that has like fabric.
A train
seats
or a bus.
Oh
my God, you guys. Nasty. Roger about had a heart attack because last week I was on the train and a cockroach was on the seat and I just like leaned over and went, I blew it off and then sat down. He was like,
no,
oh
you
my
fixed
God.
It off with your finger.
No, I shoot it away like this with the air, but it didn't go away. And then I blew it and then it like fell off onto the floor or whatever.
I can't even understand why you sat down.
Because I was tired.
I mean,
it's just
that's
a roach.
It's nasty. Nasty. That's just disgusting.
But just because you have like roaches. Well, wait, let me say this. Because you have roaches or bed bugs doesn't necessarily mean you're a dirty person.
No.
But if you have a dirty house, there's a reason you have cockroaches. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, you know, the next door neighbor whose house is clean can have cockroaches.
Right.
So, and like Tony and I in our new apartment, we had them, but only because they were remodeling the unit next to us and they left that area because they had nowhere to be and started coming into our house, like through the front door. Like I was at the front door and I looked and under the door, I saw like a cockroach come
That's
under.
That's nasty.
They're like,
right.
I'm here. Like, oh,
hey, girl, I got my bags.
Can I claim you as a dependent, please?
<You know? laughs> That's nasty.
But we got
that's
rid
the
of
reason,
them.
That's
but
did you guys have an exterminator come?
Yes. But it's not that easy to get rid of bed bugs if you have them.
No, of course not. Bed bugs are a lot harder. But, you know, cockroaches can be. So I called an exterminator to find out, too, because I wanted to have that. I wanted to get an exterminator here because it was winter. And usually, like, the exterminator told me was because of the crazy winter we had last year, it unfortunately made bugs of any kind really want to come inside to the heat, obviously, and that is potentially
stupid,
right? That's why cockroaches live forever.
Cockroaches.
But he said that there's two different types of cockroaches. One is German and one's American, and I thought that was hilarious. Right.
The German cockroaches are the ones that infest. Like,
oh my God,
go
they
crazy.
Fucking breed like crazy. He said he was like the guy was like they breed. They're very hard to get rid of. You could get rid of them. He's like, but they take a little bit longer because of the fact that they can breed so fast. And he's like, but American cockroaches, those, you know, they can die really quickly. You spray once and you're fine. But the ones that you want to worry about are the German ones. And I was like, oh, it's just like the fucking German to be breeding everywhere. Can't get rid of
just
them.
Just uncut and German and angry. All that angry sex.
Okay, are we still talking about cockroaches?
Yeah. So, like in Florida, California, Texas, Louisiana, all these southern states that have really warm climates, cockroaches are a thing in your house. It just happens. They're usually called palmetto bugs. But those
oh
are cockroaches.
My God,
they fly.
I had a palmetto bug when I went on my first vacation by myself to Fort Lauderdale. There was a fucking palmetto bug in my motherfucking room, and I about crawled on the bed to the nearest corner and stood there.
But that's every day of your life there. I mean,
no, that was the only one time that I saw it. Because the second time I went to the same place, I didn't see that ever. I didn't see it again. But I was terrified. They're huge, and they fly.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
I about broke my hip one time because I was taking a shower, and I was just, you know, shower,
okay,
washing
wait,
everything.
Wait, before you go, why is it that we're so afraid of roaches? Even if you put, because that could have just been, it's a beetle.
Right.
But why is it with, if you attach the word roaches, it's like,
filth.
It's
just like, oh my God, the world's ending. Because it's the same thing as having like a ladybug in your house or a centipede or, you know, it's a bug.
Right.
But, well, it's just because these bugs don't stop. They're like, oh, I'm here to stay. I am taking over your whole house.
Right.
You ladybug's like, oh, I'm here. I'm on your window. Let me out. I
look pretty. Look at me.
And the cockroach is like, go get some food stamps because I'm staying here. Right. But I was in the shower one time and a fucking palmetto bug was between my two shower curtains.
Oh, my God.
I was like watching it and I looked over because I could see it out of the corner of my eye and I saw it and I was like, okay, whatever. Just as long as it stays there and let me finish showering, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
How about that motherfucker fell and came into the bathtub and about broke a hip coming out of the bathtub. I mean, they can't do anything to you. They don't bite. They don't sting.
They will bite if they're hungry. Look it up. Cockroaches will bite you if they're hungry.
Okay. First, you have to be fucking like infested to have like a cockroach crawl on you.
Correct. But I'm saying like, I don't know about the palmetto bugs. I don't know if they do bite or not.
They don't bite or they don't sting. They're just a big bug that flies in the air. But so scared.
That's how it was in Cancun. In Cancun, we saw one that was like 2 inches. That fucker was dead.
Why are the mosquitoes in Florida like 4 feet long?
Like humans? Like little midgets flying?
Yeah. With big old long stingers. The first time I moved there, I was like, that is the biggest fucking mosquito I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I mean, thank God you're not like Lindsay Lohan and have that blah, 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 disease.
Oh, she's in the hospital now, right?
Supposedly. Yeah.
It's very sad. I hope that's what it is and not
a drug issue.
Yeah. No. I don't think it is. She's,
I mean, maybe
she's
she could have. Maybe she could have had that. Maybe she could have had someone, infect the bug and then have it carry it to her. And that's why she got bit. Because she got bit with a cocaine bug.
No. So that she doesn't have to take responsibility for it? Is right. that what you're saying?
Right. Okay. So that she could be like, I don't know how I got in here.
Got it.
I don't know. I don't know how I got in my system.
Oh, I should do that with food. Stupid. That mosquito just put a piece of fried chicken in my mouth. I wasn't even holding it. So
there's no grease in my hands.
You know, this is a new year, right? And and one of the things that we talked about is going to be a new year, new us. One of the things we're trying to work on is clearly today we're not following by because we're going to go fucking eat chicken or pot pie pizza. But we're trying to work out a little more, walk a little more, eat a little healthier. And I see that you put on here methods of working out and that you like. So yes. What you got?
The reason why I asked that was because like, on the first, this kind of coincides with what I wanted to talk about earlier. I'm having a lower hip issue. God, fucking, we're old and gay. I don't know Shakira. That was white noise. Apparently
that's what Shakira sounds like.
Anyway, so I think my sciatic nerve is either pulled, irritated.
You mean your psycho nerve?
Can't even.
Do you sit on a wallet?
I took my wallet out.
Yeah, that's the horrible. Number one cause for guys.
Yes, I know. And that's why I took it out. And I'm trying to carry it in my front pocket now.
And also, how about reducing what's in there? That should be something you work on.
Oh, no, I did. I mean, it's like I don't have really.
It looks like you have a big penis in your pocket. You're like, oh, I do. Oh my, have you seen that before where a guy's like their dick is just like wrapped around their leg?
It's like top? So stupid. It's like that. What do you, I don't even want.
You're so lucky.
No,
I mean, just to like
give it a shot off.
Yeah, like God, you can show that off. You're so lucky. I wish I could show mine off.
Stupid. Anyway. So, so my sciatic nerve, I think, is either inflamed, irritated, can't even, whatever you want to call it.
But it's white girl can't even right
but
now.
But it's hurting me. And so I've been like doing stretches and stuff to kind of like, decrease the pain. But anyway, but I was thinking about like what would be, I was looking up some like workout, some yoga stuff and workout things so that I could, decrease the pain. And it's been working, so that's why I thought, like, oh, that would be a good question to find out, like, what's people's favorite exercise or what do they like? My favorite is the squats because it actually does work out not just your ass or your legs, but it works out a lot more muscles.
And, it sure does. Your sphincter muscles.
Oh, my God. Why does everything have to be sexual with you?
I was going
to
say maybe if you had someone break your back for you, it would release that tension you got.
I'm so done.
Why am I so dirty? Like, why is that? I'm going to be like dirty old man.
I am trying to have like tattoos. A normal conversation. And this motherfucker continues to like take it to the dirty extent.
Dick.
I don't want to talk about that. I mean, I do, but
I've been walking. Like, all I do is go to the gym and walk. I'm sure walking just would help that too, right?
Well, I walk a lot at work, but I just like, I think it's just stretching. And I really need a new bed. Like, my bed has seen better days, and I really need a new bed.
Don't you, like, I know that they say you should replace your bed every 8 years, but that seems like a lot of, like, retirements. You know what I'm saying? Every 8 years. I think that's a lot. Oh. When you spend on a bed.
For a spring bed, it's supposed, generally, it's supposed to be 10 to 15. But, I mean, like, that's, I would probably think that that was based on a normal, and like, an average weighing American. So
wait, what are you trying to say?
That I'm, because of my ass is so fat, like I can't, like it's gotten the springs to go down a lot faster than it would if I was maybe, let's say, 50 pounds lighter. Like, it, that's true. It's just a part of life. So I think that's the reason why it's happening. And my bed is almost 10 years old. So I need a new bed. I can't, like, my shoulder hurts, my elbow hurts from all like the pressure points. Like, my hip has been hurting for the last couple of days. I know it's the bed.
Oh, honey, it's called age too.
I am not that fucking old, bitch. I'm 36 years old. So, I'm not 45.
Well, let's just ask the listeners, if you've gotten a new bed within the past couple of years, what is the name brand of, or what kind? And yeah, let us know, because we did go bed shopping one day.
Yeah,
well, and I know we found the beds we wanted.
Yeah.
But they were also like, give me your arm and leg.
Right.
So then I wouldn't weigh as much. So then I could get a spring bed instead.
No, spring beds are really bad for you, I think. Like, I think that's what, like...
I love that they're bad for you, but they've literally been around for 200 years.
I know, but you didn't let me finish. This is your fucking problem, asshole. No.
And we're done.
Right. Shutting everything up. No, what I was going to say is I think that because there wasn't any other, like, no one thought about any other type of technology that would actually work, and spring beds worked for the time being, but I know now that there is like memory foam and all that stuff, and that it's now being used for bed purposes or whatever, they find out that, you know, having a spring bed is not actually good for your body, because it doesn't, like, if you think about it, it doesn't balance anything out. It throws you off by the way the springs move, right? So so in theory, it's supposed to like shape to how you are, right? But imagine if you start, like, let's say you gain weight and now, like, you're not sleeping well and stuff like that. Like, shit just wears out.
I can tell you the best bed I ever had was a water bed. I fucking loved it.
I hated water.
Couldn't have sex in it, but and couldn't really get out of it.
It's like you had to fucking jump out of it.
Right. But let me tell you, one time the heater, you know, because there's heaters down at the bottom of the bed that keeps the water warm.
Right.
Dude,
oh my God, that would be amazing.
Out.
That'd be amazing. It was, if
no,
it was cold.
I'm telling you, it was way too cold. Like, I woke up and I was just like I was so cold that I could barely wake up.
I just want to know who thought that would be a great idea.
It had to be somewhere in the 60s, I think.
Well, of course, because everything in the 60s and 70s was
fabulous. It was somebody that was on acid. That was on acid.
So I just need a new bed, and I it's such an expensive purchase.
You know what? Also, I'm sorry. Shoes that you wear could also help.
Yeah, I mean, my shoes have been helping me for a while. I have to wear flat. I have to wear flats. Like, it can't have like a cushion inside because of my plantar fasciitis. So,
girl, you got everything.
No,
let me get a dictionary. I'm gonna open it up. And you're like, got it.
Well, I am going to a new doctor on Monday, so I'm hoping that there'll be a new experience with this doctor, because my other doctor was a bit of an asshole. So,
is this a gay doctor or
no? It's a woman. Oh. She's Jewish,
so she's gonna steal all your money.
No, because we get a discount from my job. Hopefully, she'll.
Are they going to make you wear a yarmulke when you go in?
I hope so. I hope that when I leave the office, there's challah bread at the door. Shalom Shabbat.
Invisible boyfriend.
Okay.
So, oh my God, you guys.
So we did one all one side. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now we're moving on.
So, what
are your workout methods?
Oh, I've just been walking and just trying to eat healthier. Wait,
before we go to the next one, do you like lifting? Because I like lifting weights and I like doing all the weight because I like to look like I have muscles. But
I want to do weights later. Like, I want to lose like 20, 25 pounds before I start doing weights.
Just 20, 25 pounds? You look great.
Girl. You know what? I can't even, like, I can understand if Tony said that because, you know, he's Mexican. Oh. You can't even use that excuse. You know, last week, you weren't there, but he told the story of when he was at the airport and
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know. When he saw my plane coming down, he saw it was like this. And then when it landed, it went like this. And that says, he said it's because they made Chunchies run to the front so it could land. Everybody at the table was laughing. Guess who wasn't? That I was like, so Poppy, funny. Why would you say that? He goes, but it's funny.
Oh my god,
I got awful. It, I'm fat. Fuck. Y'all gonna make me so angry my straight voice is gonna have to come out. Which Melinda loved. She was like, oh my god, I love that you got so mad that you had to bring out your straight voice. Looking fat and I got look, it. You want my dick in your vagina.
Look, I have no qualms with saying I need to lose at least 80 pounds, and it sucks because it feels like 160 I have to lose because it's that fucking hard.
It's hard.
It is hard. And, losing weight, I mean, you know, you take the bad and the good, whatever, like you laugh at it, whatever. But like it is kind of a serious thing sometimes because especially if you are working so hard and you don't see any results or at least right away, like it's just going to take you that longer to get the results you want to see. And it just sucks. It really does.
That's why I'm starting out slow. So, like, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym and go 3 days a week. I'm going to walk an hour. You know, I'll walk, like, at 3.5 miles per hour at, like, a 2% or level 2 grade. I don't know what the percentage is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how you control the incline.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going to start out slow. I don't want to, like, kill myself and not lose interest.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? I will tell you that you are ahead of the game because you are eating much healthier than I am, that's for sure. Like I've
been doing really good at work.
It's hard. It is so hard. It's so hard.
It's so hard when you like food and you want it all inside you.
And we're sexualizing working out again. Anyway,
I love bananas.
I love pears.
That's really wide. I like watermelons.
Inside you. Okay, moving along. Sorry, Invisible Boyfriend.
So Invisible Boyfriend is this new website if you go to, or it's an app. So basically it's for people that they go home and people's like, oh, how are you doing? Do you have a boyfriend? You could say, oh my God, yes. Look, we just texted today. We were talking about going out on a date. So you can sign up for this website. You just choose a random person's picture and you give them a little story about yourself. And so it sends like emails, text messages. It has like a Facebook set up. So like,
that is really fucking creepy.
So you don't have to be like, oh, I don't have a boyfriend. You have an invisible boyfriend that's not there.
That is fucking creepy.
And then I was like, oh my God. Because Waylon, who used to do the show, posted this and said, oh, you guys should talk about this. And I was like, okay. So I responded to him. I was like, oh my God. I could have an invisible boyfriend and cheat on Tony and not have to feel guilty about it. Because it's not real.
Can you please let him in on it? Because then he's going to think it's real.
Oh, my God. But mine is complete opposite of what I like. It's going to be really thin and fragile, freckled, redheaded, just gross. And when people look at me and I say, oh, very this is effeminate. My boyfriend, they're going to be like, ew. And I'm like, I know, right?
I saw
he's
saw
so
this,
hot
I saw this and I didn't click on it. Click on it because I clicked on it because I thought it was so stupid. But this is like an ingenious idea. If
you can upload our photos and someone can use our photo as their boyfriend.
That I can't even with this.
I think we need to be sponsored by Invisible Boyfriend. Invisible Boyfriend.
Now this would actually work.
That's what you have in. I'm trying to think of a theme song. That's what you have in this man.
No, I think this would be ingenious if it could actually help you pay half of your bills.
Right.
Like, oh, I got an invisible boyfriend. Oh, yeah, I got invisible. He paid everything. He don't miss my car. He don't miss that rent. He paid everything.
I would totally sign up for that. What?
Shit, I'll even make a cardboard out for him. I'll stuff like pillows, make his face.
Why isn't he coming to the wedding? Oh, he's a doctor and he's volunteering down in Africa.
Right. He's building wells.
He has a Ebola right now. See, look at this picture. He has blood coming out of his eyes. It's so hot. He donates his
That's
time.
That's from Walking Dead.
That's 48 hours later.
Why does he look like one of the secondhand people from Walking Dead?
So anyway, you guys should check out Invisible Boyfriend just to check it out. It's pretty funny.
And that's
it's
Invisible in Boyfriend at invisibleboyfriend.com.
It's beta right now.
Of course it's beta.
It's so alpha beta right now. Don't know what it means.
Don't know what alpha means.
So, Roger, on the next part of the Trello, this involves three probably of your favorite people. Two of them are your favorites.
Oh, yes. So, did
you read the article?
Well, I saw this episode.
Oh.
Because I
you watch it.
I love J-Lo. And I love J-Lo.
Waiting for too. Tonight. Oh. Waiting for tonight. Oh.
Wow. Anyway, so J-Lo was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And
her hot ass co-star.
Oh my God, so hot. He's Latino, I think.
He's a big old dick.
I don't know. He was talking about how they had to put on a purse sock on him.
Oh.
And it wasn't sized.
It was so big they couldn't even size it.
But anyways, and they were playing Plead the Fifth, which is a game that Andy Cohen plays typically with his new guests who haven't been to his show before. And he asked, one of the questions that he asked J-Lo was, who would you rather go see live, Mariah Carey or Britney Spears? And she said Britney Spears, but only for the dance, only because she's a dancer, like she dances. She didn't say Mariah Carey. Now, we all know the history between Mariah Carey and J-Lo. They don't actually have any history. I think it's more tabloid made up.
No, I'm pretty sure it's real because in an interview.
But someone, it was all coming from Mariah Carey.
Right.
Because Mariah Carey was going to sit there on national TV and act like she don't know who the hell Jennifer Lopez is when they asked her, do you know J-Lo? And she said, I don't know who that is.
No, but this also came from an interview that they did when she did the Selena movie.
Right.
And then they asked Mariah Carey, oh, what do you think about Jennifer Lopez coming out with her new album or whatever? She goes, yeah, I guess it's okay when you lip sync other people's songs. Oh, snap. She was a diva before she was a diva.
Was?
I don't think she was a diva when she first came out.
No, I totally think she was. Here's the thing. I think that was maybe because she thought she didn't know she could sing. And since she saw her mime a movie, that's probably where that comment came from. I'm assuming. I don't know. But anyways, so and apparently J-Lo's going to have residency in Las Vegas as well.
And the fans of Mariah Carey kind of went batshit crazy.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
And Britney did Lambly. Too. The Brit. What's the Britney ones called? What's her fans called?
I think they're called the Britney fans. I don't know. I'm not.
Ew. The Brit Brits.
I just have to say that episode also, there was a lot of speak of Janet. Because Andy is on a mission of getting Janet back from.
Not
going to
happen.
Dubai.
Abu Dhabi.
The Dubai's. He wants to bring her back because he thinks she's
being held hostage.
But and he said that, but not by her husband. He clarified because I think he must have gotten a lot of shit for that,
right?
Because he did clarify. He's like, we just want her back. We just need her in our lives. I need some Janet. And then he gave the mazel to her at the end of the show because he does a mazel, and then he does what does he do? The mazel and
tav,
and then the negative one. I can't remember what the other one is.
Negative.
And then anyways, he gave the mazel to Janet because he was like, we want her back. We want her to see. And you know, J-Lo got a little bit bigger when she started from, you know, Janet's video and That's Way Love Goes. So they're friends and whatever. Cause he asked her, do you know where Janet's at? And she's like, no, I don't know where she's at. Like, she needs to come back. We miss her. And then Andy was like, of course we miss her. We want Janet to come back, blah, blah. And I'm like, I want Janet.
Wait, can we talk about Andy Cohen for a second?
I'm listening to his book right now on audio. Audible.com, if you're listening. I don't
really like him. He comes across to me as a douchebag. Dick asshole.
Oh. Dick.
Like a dick and an asshole, and it's all up in each other, and all they can think about is themselves. I don't know. He's just kind of, I don't know. There's something weird about him that I do not like.
He comes off a little,
and he needs to stop hitting on my man Anderson Cooper.
They're kind of like, I don't know if they're best friends, but they're besties.
Well, they need to stop.
But I don't think Anderson Cooper is all that hot. I think he looks like a rat.
He's getting older, but when he was like, I don't know, I still think he's hot.
I think
he's hot because he's a cha-ching.
Oh, well, he's of the Vanderbilt money. No, I used to like,
which is just right next to Peterbilt.
Wow. How long were you holding on to that one? How long were you holding on to that little nugget?
That backfired so bad. No, I love the word Peterbilt so much. My friend, my high school friend that's on my Facebook page, he's a truck driver. He said his truck broke down, so he was stuck. And he goes, well, I have to take it to the Peterbilt garage tomorrow. And I responded, I was like, oh my God, I love the word Peterbilt. It's like my favorite word ever. And bequeath. That's funny too.
Yeah. I like bequested.
I'm like,
oh, I also like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I like the word you're stupid.
That would be a phrase. Yeah. Dumbass.
Well, three words. You're stupid. Two words. You're stupid. A contracted two words, one word. You're stupid.
Anyways. Yeah, no, we all miss Janet. Everyone is missing Janet in the music industry. We need her to come out and just blow fire out of her asshole like she normally does. Light all these little bitches on fire like that Beyonce.
And have an album where she doesn't whisper so you can actually understand what she's saying.
Right.
She's like lower tone than Ariana Grande Latte.
I can't even believe that you put those two in the same sentence.
Well, I mean, they're whatever.
Damn you. They're not the same. Whatever.
Oh, my God. What if Ariana Grande Latte
is Mariah Carey when she was like five?
Mariah Carey. Yeah. Right.
Before she became a diva.
Except for Mariah had less ponytail.
Yeah, I don't like. Mariah Carey did go through a ponytail phase, though.
But that was like Mimi era.
Yeah.
That was not like 19.
Wait, what is her alter ego, Felicia? Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay, but speaking of bye, Felicia, I hate when gay people use that now. It's so lost. It's like, I don't want to ever see that. The new one is bye, Jesus. That's like the Mexican version. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Bye, Jesus. I don't like that. It needs to be something better, like a crazy Mexican name.
Bye, Guadalajara.
Yeah. That's by Lupe.
Anyways, go ahead. What were you saying about Mariah? What's her alter ego name?
No, that's what she did, Mimi, but it was something with a V, right?
No.
The one that she did in the Heartbreaker video?
Yeah, wasn't it like a
Vivica? What is it? Oh my God, why do we not know this?
I thought it was Vivian.
Maybe it's Vivian. I don't know.
We'll have to look that up.
But remember when Mariah Carey went through like a perm stage, like a white girl perm stage?
Well, that's what she came out with.
Yeah, remember that?
stupid. Remember when she came out with, yeah, that.
Stupid. So hopefully, anyway. Hopefully for your sake, Janet does come out with something because she's a little lost. What's the next thing on the Trello here? You have Looking So Good. Oh, the show Looking is so good.
What is wrong with you today? You are on stupid.
Wait, I put that in there, right?
Bianca is her name.
Oh, Bianca.
Yes. She wants to earn the Bianca
box. Bianca Del Rio.
Right. I mean, you are like dudding on everything today.
Oh, people love me. So,
big-ass dud.
You guys, last week when Nicole was here, we binged watched the show Looking.
Yes.
Which I hadn't really watched it, but I was kind of secretly judging it. I was like, I don't want to watch another Queer as Folk.
Because first, you don't have HBO. Second, you're not cool enough to have someone that had a password. Like
you
did.
Have a password. I can ask you.
I was going to give it to you, but sure. Then I never got around to giving it to you because Nicole gave it to you.
Yeah, you were going to give it to me. Okay.
Give it to me, baby. Anyways, go ahead.
So we watched Looking, the first season, and it was actually pretty fucking good.
Yes.
Like, it was not Queer as Folk. Everyone parties. Everyone's skinny. Everyone's doing drugs. You know, all this stuff. Well, there is drugs. And there's partying, skinny, but there's actually...
And there's party.
Like, there's actual plot lines, and, like, their characters are, like, real-life gay characters. Like, people we would know.
Like us.
Yeah, but thinner and cuter and richer and...
Excuse you. Oh. You know, I just wish that they would make a character, like, a show that would have people who actually have normal jobs. Why is it that
every gay is a graphic artist.
Every gay is a gamer. Like a multimillionaire. That is not motherfucking true. Okay, have you seen some of these twinks?
Well, the one guy's an artist. Like, who does that? Well, the other guy actually has a real job too. He's a waiter.
He's not a waiter. He's a restaurant owner.
No. In the whole first season, waits at that really expensive restaurant.
Yeah. You're right. I guess that's normal. But it's like, how the fuck you live in San Francisco and be like have a waiter's job and live gorgeous apartment?
Mike Lawson.
Goddamn, I can't even fucking live in a studio apartment here without giving a damn testicle.
Mike Lawson, can you tell us how you can afford to live there?
Yeah. Do you realize, Mike Lawson, that if you moved out of the Bay Area, that you would be, actually, he doesn't live in the, he, I don't,
oh, he doesn't live in the
it's San Francisco, San Francisco, I think he lives in the proper Bay Area. Yeah, but even then, like, I mean, it's so grossly overpriced and expensive. I'm just like, how does anyone afford it? Like,
I heard a really good area of San Francisco is called Richmond.
I don't know, stupid, but a lot,
I don't think it's very good. I think it's actually the worst part of the city from what I recall.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Tenderloin, I thought, was the worst area.
What's the Tenderloin?
It's a piece of meat that you cook. No, that was funny. No, the Tenderloin is...
To who?
To all of our two listeners. No, I should stop saying that because that's probably offensive to those two listeners.
Right.
It's a part of the... It's like right... It's sandwiched in between Chinatown, I think, and maybe like the Golden Gate Park area.
Pancake House.
No. But it's a really, like, it's very scary in that area. At least at night it is. In the daytime, I mean, you see your normal stuff like hookers walking down the street, crackheads. You know. But at night it gets really dangerous. So... And that was the first place I ever had a female taxi driver. Ever.
I saw a female taxi driver here and I thought she was the bone collector. Like, this cannot be real.
Right.
Like, she is a person that kills people.
Oh my God, La Muerte.
That is the first thing every Mexican says when they see a female taxi driver. Say it again.
La Muerte. Y'all, you should have seen his face. He was so serious and then just broke.
And it's really weird to see a female taxi driver here.
Yes, very weird.
Oh, someone's coming up the stairs. It's Roger's sister.
My sister. Bye.
Bye.
What was I going to say? So, oh, speaking of the Bay Area and all that. So, I don't know if you saw that Joe wants to respond to my stance on, and when I talk about Joe, I'm talking about Joe Batanz from Catching Up, catchingup.com. And he wants to talk about Adnan because he continues to believe that he's guilty. And I think he's just fucked in the head.
We're not going to go over this because we only have like 5 minutes left. Not cereal.
But right. But
he wants to have us on a show, right?
Yes. He wants us to do a crossover show, which I agree would be a lot of fun.
Don't know how to do it. So let us know.
Right. It's called Hanging Out. Google Hangout.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And
Sure. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Anyway, so he wants us to, because he wants to, he was like, I have a long rebuttal to what something that I had posted, and then someone else posted, and he was posting on a thread. And he has a long rebuttal to what I said. And I say, bring it on.
But what if like all the information about him is said before we do the show? And they're like, oh, you're not guilty. Then we have no reason to be on the show.
But we still have reason to be on the show. Well, because we should be on a show.
Okay. No.
If we love,
you say so.
We love Joe and Mike.
Oh, love them.
Yes.
Don't listen. Right. Just kidding, I do.
They're actually one of the. Let me not say that. But anyways, I think we should do it. I think we should, because I think, you know what, I'm really interested in hearing from, because I feel like I, and this is not by any means to be offensive, but I feel like that his theory, because I have a theory that a lot of Mexicans who grew up in a very Mexican household, like, if you hear someone killed somebody, you just, that's it. Whether they're guilty or not guilty, they believe.
Oh, that guy killed someone. Don't go over there.
No, he guilty. No, yeah. He did it. There's nothing to point any evidence. I mean, they found the other guys. No, he did it. Yeah. I mean, it's like, but his handprints were on the knife. So Jose couldn't have been the one. No, but he killed him.
Joe Batanz is not even a real Mexican because they don't even celebrate King's Day in his house.
No, I thought they did.
No, he said he doesn't do that. He said that's for hardcore Mexicans.
Oh, bullshit. Bull fucking honky shit.
Not honky shit.
No, it's just not like real honky shit.
But bull honky shit.
But I will say he was discussing the he knew too much information about on that cake. Fucking pastry.
But he didn't get the thing right about the Jesus, because if you get the Jesus, it's not that you have good luck all year. You're supposed to host the party next year, or
and
the
isn't
cake.
It babies? Like, I thought
it's a baby Jesus.
Is it baby Jesus? Yeah. Okay, because they do that also for like pregnancy.
Right.
When you have a, what's that called? A baby shower. Uh-huh. They'll do the same thing. That's why I was like, wait a minute, baby Jesus. I'm like, ain't nobody got time for no baby Jesus to be in your mouth. Well, I wanted to buy one of baby Jesus, like, you know, baby Jesus from down the street.
I wanted to buy one of those cakes for. They also kind of use the same thing
for
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, for Fat Tuesday,
it's
right.
Kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. But
don't they use beads though? Is it beads? No, or is it babies?
It's like it's babies. It's okay. A baby in that one too.
I mean, okay, I just think that's fucking funny. It's and weird, and it reminds and it's always me of a white skit baby. On SNL with Angelina Jolie comes on News Update, and she's like, it's like a baby inside a baby inside another baby.
It's always a white baby. It's never a different color.
No, the ones for the baby showers are colored to the baby, if you know the sex.
I tried to get Tony to buy one at the grocery store the other day. He was like, no, it's not fresh.
That is another Mexican myth.
Because nothing is ever fresh.
If you didn't see it come out of the fucking oven,
it's not
the
fresh.
Machine, or the grow cow, from the ground. Or from the ground, it's not fresh.
Okay, we gotta go.
Come out of the can. It's not fresh.
Okay, we gotta go. We're an hour.
Oh my god, like, are we? Oh, yeah.
So this is Ricky.
Wow, we did good 2 hours.
I know,
today.
Right? Holla,
holla.
This is Ricky,
and this is Blue. Wait,
no, Frosty Berries.
Oh, Frosty Berries yesterday.
Oh, wait, we used the during the show. Never mind. Anyway, we gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at foulmonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.